This is Tildul on Shabbat. Give us Shabbat Vachal Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get tired to rest, but it said, I'm calling myself resting. That means I ceased doing what I did during weekdays, even though I didn't do no work. And you too, you should. That's what the Navi Yeshaya said. Im tashiv mishabbat raglecha. Watch yourself on Shabbat with your feet. Don't walk the same way you walk on the weekdays. What do you mean don't walk in the same way? I'll walk over my head. What do you mean don't walk the same way? Oh, wait a minute. Don't walk to go to look after your business. You want to check on your business. Even though you don't do any melacha, not seir. Shabbat has to be devoted only for holy things. Asot hafatzecha b'yom kodshi. Don't do anything of your things, of your business on Shabbat. What is it? Oh, you know, I have my field out of town. Let me walk now and go there. I'll be near the borderline. That minute the Shabbat is over, I'll go to do my work in the field. Things you can't do today on Shabbat. Don't go for it also, just to be close the minute the Shabbat ends, it goes there. Asot hafatzecha v'yom kodshi. V'karata l'Shabbat oneg. You must make sure that you enjoy yourself on the Shabbat the way the Shabbat wants you to enjoy it. You come and say, sure, the Torah tells me I want to enjoy it. My enjoyment is to drive my sport car, race car. That's my enjoyment. Majnun, that is your honor. But we want honor of the Shabbat. Make sure that these laws of the Shabbat will make you happy. And you are enjoying the Shabbat with all its laws. Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. The holy day of Hashem, Yom Tov, Kippur, not only Shabbat. And Shabbat included, which is a holy day. Mechubad, respect it. How do you respect it? Nice clothing. You don't wear the same clothes that you wore Thursday and Friday for Shabbat. You have to, before the Shabbat comes in, you change. That you show yourself, now Shabbat, different clothes. And sometimes people, they tell you, I can't change Friday night. Sure, Saturday morning I change. I come straight for my work. I can't go and change now. I change, I'll go to a bit. I'm clean enough and have a nice suit. No, sir. You have to welcome the Shabbat, not on Shabbat morning, but before the Shabbat starts. Friday night, before Friday night, you change your clothes in honor of the Shabbat. You welcome the queen that's called Shabbat the Queen, Shabbat Amalka. We say it in the prayer, Shabbat Malketa, Shabbat the Queen. Which means when you have to welcome the Shabbat the way you welcome a queen that comes to visit you. And when the queen comes to visit you, what do you say? The queen comes, she stays in your house, and she says, overnight. Then you come in the morning, oh, my dear queen, welcome to my house. Now you wait, welcome to my house. I'm here already over 12 hours, 13, 14 hours. Now you want to welcome me? Now is it Kabbalat Panim? Now you welcome the queen? That's a shame, embarrassing. You're embarrassing the queen. The queen waits. The minute she comes, oh, welcome, Alan, Wasalan, Faddali, huh? Here, you're very excited that you see when there is a very important guest comes to you, comes to the house, the mother right away runs. Well, she yells at her son, move those shoes away from there. I told him never to put them. Go push them quick under the bed and the closet, throw them. The man, an important guest is coming there. And before, and the minute the queen comes, you be careful, you be quiet, you be nice, behave yourself, the queen is coming here. Okay, everybody is nice, quiet, you know the excitement. But they don't wait, the queen comes. After the queen comes, they start, oh, let's fix the house. And there is, if they want to cook, they cook after the queen comes. They start cooking, master. Important guests come to you, you prepare everything before. That, this is what he's saying. You come to welcome the Shabbat. the very important guest before the Shabbat comes. That's why it used to be an argument here in Shaare Tzion. When comes winter, when to say Kabbalat Shabbat? By right, say Kabbalat Shabbat before Shir HaShirim. Kabbalat Shabbat has to be before sundown. But what did you do? Came some people and said, no, it's true, Kabbalat Shabbat should be before, but Zechud, the people are going to come late, winter, short day. Give them a chance. Okay, let's say Shir HaShirim first, and then we'll come and say Kabbalat Shabbat when the people will come. Some people objected. They said, how can you make Kabbalat Shabbat after the Shabbat is in? You're welcoming after it's already in the house and that. After sunset, it's already Shabbat. Jotawil Ahlav Shalom. Didn't like it. So we are going to pray Minyan Rishon. We are not going to pray in the synagogue that they were. They are really late to welcome the Shabbat. They don't like it. And this is Kabbalat Shabbat properly to do it before sundown. As I said, Kivo Shabbat Vaychal Elohim. I said once something, a beautiful thing. There's a midrash that said, Me'echan Shedim Nibra'u. There is something that called Shedim. What Shedim? Ghost. Evil spirit. They were created. Really? Yeah. So that's certain. There is Shedim. I said, well, who created them? Where were they created from? Of course, besides that there is in the books that with every mitzvah that a person does, a malach being created. And with every avon that a person does, a malach being created. The difference is, the first malach is a good malach. And the second malach is bad one. That wants to put the man down and somehow, looking for a revenge. You created me by this kind of avon, not to curb you, vex you. You made me a black one. Look at that one, how beautiful and white he is and nice. And I look black because of you, because of your avon, I'll fix you. The malach himself fixes him. That's, of course, this is the evil spirit that's being created from the avon of a person. But there is some shedim that were created shedim by Hashem. How? Midrash said, when Hashem created Adam on Friday, and he created also his wife for him, he made her out of his rib. And then Adam and Chava, Hashem commanded them not to eat from Etz Hadaat, tree of knowing good and bad. And they did. Chava listened to the snake, and then Chava imposed on her husband to eat, and he ate. After they ate from Etz Hadaat, Hashem was mad at them, and he told them that they are going to get punishment. What was the punishment? There were a number of things to Adam that he has to be thrown away from Gan Eden. No more that pleasant place that he had an easy life. Get out and work hard, toil, sweat for your livelihood. Hashem told Adam. And one which is the worst, he will have to die. Adam accepted judgment of God. Hashem told him he has to die at that. But to the woman he added to it. Not only that. He told her, besides the things I gave to Adam, which is including you, you have to be out of Gan Eden, die and walk. But also he tells her that she will have a lot of suffering in raising children. From the very beginning, from the time of pregnancy, pains, vomit, she's going to throw up. Everything is, goes with it, vomiting, and things like this. Giving birth, pains. And always you look up to your husband. I don't know if it's in America, but it is. Still they look. That means that she knows he's the boss. They don't say that. No. You don't believe in it.
But why they made sin? Just Because she took the apple, she made the sin.
Who told you that she ate the apple? I didn't know even that. I hear something new.
Why the apple?
Who said she ate the apple? Who told you that?
When they was created, God was putting him forever in Gan Eden to live.
That's what seems to be from the words of the Bible. But he commanded them not to eat from a tree that was in the middle of the garden, and called a tree that if they will eat from it, they will know good and bad. That means before that they had only one direction to do, only good. From then on they will be tempted also to do wrong things. That was Etz HaDaat of Ra. But what was that tree? I don't know. There isn't disagreement about it among the rabbis. One said, but no one said an apple. No, only Alan.
Alan, Rabbi, everyone said the apple is known.
It wasn't an apple.
So what it was?
It was a fruit.
Vine.
What fruit it was?
Some they say grapes. Some they say it's a figs. And some they say it was wheat. That grew on the tree.
A wheat is not
and
a tree.
Makes sense. There's a reason why they say that. One said, look, right after they were embarrassed and that, what Hashem told them, what did they do? They went to the fig tree and they took the branches that they have because the leaves of the fig tree is very wide. So they made a cloth of them to cover themselves. They were embarrassed. He said, the things that you are making havon with, that's where you fix the havon. Not to be, to cover your uncover patrus, to be ashamed of. This is the idea of the figs. One said, no, look, a human being, when do you see that he knows to think better? From the time he starts eating grain. A child, a baby, before he eats, he doesn't know what goes on. He starts thinking. Oh, he starts thinking. He said, Hitta is bringing him da'at. It's a da'at of Allah. That will know, knowing more at the time that a person eats. That's grain. And some they say grapes, because the grape was that make a person drunk. That's what makes a person make the havon. This is the different opinions in the Gemara. Anyhow, we'll go back to the idea I said, where did they created. After men and Hava they sinned and they did eat from what Hashem told them not to eat, then in certain the Midrash Hashem said, a human being I have created and he did wrong. What shall I do now? I have to create another human being. That's in order to be a better one. But the first one we created him, what did we create first? Human being is combination of two things. What are physical thing, the body, and the spirit, the soul. And we made first the body, and then we made the soul. Oh, maybe that's why. Who comes first? Who came first?
The soul.
The body. Hashem made the body first. From Vayitzer Hashem Elohim to Adam Afar min Adama. First he made the shape of human being from the mud, and then Vayipach be'apav nishmatam. Then he gave him the soul. Hashem said, maybe that's why the body controlled the soul, overpowered the soul. We'll create the second one. We'll start with the soul, and then we'll finish the body. And he started creating the soul, the spirit, as we say. Before he made the body, Shabbat came. Oh, was no chance anymore to finish it. And this is the ghost, the evil spirit, that bringing so much damage to people, my Israel. A midrash, one rabbi said it, very surprising midrash. What do you mean? How long takes our Kadosh Baruch Hu to create? He said, Yehior v'yehior. Wasn't enough time for him. It came the Shabbat, came, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know the Shabbat is coming before that. What kind of a talk is that? If somebody today will come to him, will take stones, will throw on him. An atheist, you talk like this. What are you talking about, Hashem? A rabbi says it in the books, one of the greatest rabbis. says that, we can believe it. What's the big deal? It's good. Because Shabbat came and you create this to bring harm and they hurt the people. For what? Wait a minute. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you how important the Shabbat is. To teach us a lesson. You want to know how important the Shabbat is? One Shabbat comes, Hashem said, I will not delay the Shabbat a little in order to create a human being. You know, it's, and if I don't make him a human being, will be a ghost, will be an evil spirit, will hurt people, bring damage, it's worth it. Bring all the damage, all the things, and one Shabbat will not be violated. And that's also that a person comes and says, oh, what do you mean Shabbat? Shabbat still is not, it's not in sundown, till dark will come, or that. I said once that employer and employee, they were arguing, and the employee told his employer, I have to go home. I want to shave and go to shul. And I need at least an hour, because the train will take me 3/4 of an hour to reach home. And by the time I shave in a, I go to the shul, so it takes a lot of time. He said, no, what do you mean you leave? The day's short, don't leave now. As long as you go on the train before sunset, it's good enough for you. He said, how is that good enough? I'll be on the train. He said, so what? The train is not driven by a Jew, a goyim, and the train, you do nothing. What are you doing sitting in a train? They started arguing, and they agreed, they will come to ask me. What do I say? Then the employer said to the employee, you don't ask, I'll ask. I said, okay. The next day I come out of the shul and say, Hacham, and the man, I said, yes, Alex, I want to ask you a question. If a person goes on the train before Shabbat and he will reach home after the Shabbat comes and that, does he make any avonis? I said, what? I told him. We're not knowing that we're batting each other what to say, what I'm going to say. I said, what? A person should go on the train just before Shabbat and he will be on the train, what, already Shabbat? What kind of a system? Our fathers, they used to close at 12 o'clock midday Friday to prepare themselves. So many laws there is in the Gemara, that Azra Sofer said they are not allowed to wash clothes on Friday. They have to wash on Thursday in order that they will be able only to cook in the morning on Friday to be ready for the Shabbat. And you want to come to leave it till the end of the day to go on the train? What kind of a talk? What are you saying? So, oh, really, Hakam? Oh, Bachsuret, Hafido. I said, Shafido. I lost the argument. He's right. Who is he? He told me, my worker, we were arguing. Then he's right. I'll have to send him an hour before Shabbat.
Well, not him.
Not for him, for his employer.
Also, he was religious. But he thought all the time, if he goes on the train before, that's enough. So no, we'll have to
To come, to watch, to wear.
This is, I said, the importance of the Shabbat. I say many times, people come, well, they say, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvot. 613 mitzvot, Hashem said, don't add one and don't lessen one. I say always to the young couples, why 613, why not more and not less? Because a human being has 248 devarim, 365 gidim, veins and limbs, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted each part of the body to be sanctified with one of the mitzvot. You have 613, you got 613 mitzvot. 248 mitzvot aseh for the evarim, for the limbs. 365 mitzvot lot aseh, that we shouldn't do, for the gidim. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, he wants us to sanctify our body. You don't need any more. Because once you have 613 mitzvot, you sanctified all yourself. And then you are perfect. What do you need more? If you don't have 613, and you have 613 parts in your body, then you are missing, you are not perfect. You're missing one part that you don't sanctify. You have to have 613. Then, by the way, all the students in the school, they ask me, oh boy, sometimes girls even, they used to ask me, oh, it's unfair, what do you mean? We don't have 613 mitzvot. We don't put tefillin, we don't put tzitzit, we don't have to stay in the sukkah, you told us. We're not obligated. Then, we are not going to be perfect. What do you mean? We don't reach perfection? Oh, this they think this is the question of the boys and the girls. That's a question of the Torah. That's a question then the Gemara. The Gemara is the question. The Gemara answered, a woman has certain duties to fulfill, which is so important, equal to all the extra mitzvah that man has. Mainly, the Gemara puts the main thing. This I don't tell always the young people. But really the main thing, raising of the children. The raising of the children is the most difficult task. Put a man one day with the children, he gets out of his mind at the end of the day. He said, take, do anything, I'll do, just leave me alone, I don't want the children. The nature of woman, God created the woman by such a nature, with patience, everything, and she can bear the troublesome of the child raising him. Even though sometimes she yells at him, you're a pain in my neck, I can't think. The minute he starts going, okay, honey, come here, sweetheart. The father, you better keep quiet. Not here comes the belt. Everything will change the father's mind. You give me your crocodile tears. They will yell at him even more. There isn't such a father can't stand it. This is a thing. It's a big difference. Then by nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a woman. This is the most important thing, raising the children, fulfilling her duties towards her husband. But we stress different things. Tell them lighting candles. One girl once asked me, oh, my lighting candles, what's so difficult about it? Light candles? Of course, I said, of course, you're right. Every birthday they make the light candles, the big thing about it. What is it? Lighting candles? Again, lighting candles is not lighting candles. What does it represent? What is a symbol? There is some more significant is the Shabbat itself. Friday night, a person comes, there is a kiddush, there is that atmosphere of holiness, there is that saying of Eshet Hayil, saying the kiddush with such joy and happiness. When they finish the kiddush, there is a closeness, they talk about things, holy things. They sit down, they discuss different things after. Not all of a sudden they say, oh, I put the television on the clock. They sit down to look at the television. What, I don't know, Superman or different things. What kind of a Shabbat is that? That's not an atmosphere of Shabbat, not atmosphere of Kedusha. It's a nonsense. That's what they want to tell us. Tell us, look, you do the right thing, bring light into your home. The lighting of the candles means you have to bring light into your house. If you do your part, you do your share and bring light to your home, then I'll bring light into your house. The reward of the Gemara said, the reward of a woman that does this mitzvah properly, Hashem rewards her to give her children good children. Hashem rewards her to have peace in her family life. Husband and wife, they live in peace, shalom bayit. The Gemara said, when you light candles properly, you get the shalom in the home. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that there is peace in that house. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that there is harmony and understanding between parents and their children. Because the biggest thing, the light of a house, is the satisfaction that parents get from their children. Therefore, if there is such a thing, Hashem said, you were careful with bringing light into your home on Shabbat, I'll bring light into your home. This is the reward, light for light. You do the right thing. This is what I said, Kibor Shabbat Vaychal Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I rested. I'm teaching you a lesson. The same thing is there. They teach you what is the whole idea of the Shedim. The whole Midrash, they tell you about the Shedim to show you how important the Shabbat. They saw people neglecting it. I told that man, no wonder that wrote this thing, Shedim were created, to teach you a lesson. Don't neglect anything to come and say, doesn't matter if I'll be a little late. A person comes and says, oh, once in my lifetime I'll be a little late. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgive me. After all, he knows I'm a human being. Okay, there is such a big buyer that I have to make a big business with him. What can I do? I have to be delayed a little with him. There's big money involved. I'll give $10,000 for charity. And then Yetzer Hara comes and tells him that. Come and say, hey, listen. Look, I've started creating. I left in the middle. It's better to make an evil spirit and not to finish creating because the Shabbat came. That's his whole idea. This is the importance of the Shabbat. Kibo Shabbat by Chal Elohim. Besides the point that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayvarech Elohim et Yom HaShivayi Vayikadesh Oto. And the Gemara says, what's Vayvarech Elohim et HaShivayi, what's Vayikadesh Oto? Vayvarech Elohim et HaShivayi gave us double on Friday, Lechem Mishneh for Shabbat. Vayikadesh Oto, he did not bring the man on Shabbat. To show you, there's no blessing comes from the work on Shabbat. But if there is no work on Shabbat, there's a blessing during the weekdays. Hashem said, I remember when I came here, people were telling me, young men, I sometimes spoke to them. I said, why? Listen, please don't work on Shabbat. I said, what? How can I make a living? Why? I said, very simple. I am a simple man. Look, I go to work without Shabbat, I make 200. With the Shabbat, 500. The Shabbat brings you the money. And you believe this is in the long run that you... First of all, I saw here in New York, many people work 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. They stayed the same after 40 years. The way they were at the beginning of the 40 years. People who did not work on Shabbat became big millionaires. I remember when I came here, was a man by the name of Mr. Klein. He came to open Barton, the first store of Barton. Before he opened, he didn't have, he was penniless. He came as a refugee over here. He came to Mr. Shalom, Isaac Shalom. Please lend me $10,000. And you will share the profit with me 50-50. Mr. Shalom looked at him. Who are you? I don't know you. You want $10,000 for me? He said, that's my profession. I know very well this business. Mr. Shalom, give me $10,000 and I assure you I'm going to... Mr. Shalom refused, and he went to somebody else, and he did give him. Another Ashkenazi who knew him, that in Europe he was a man, big businessman, he knew the business very well. And he opened the first store, you know where he opened it? 34th Street, Broadway. Everybody thought him crazy. You're throwing your money. All the business here on Shabbat, if you open Shabbat, a candy. That's just the time, the weekend, that one. You close on Shabbat? It was on Shabbat. And the business went on so well. 54 stores, chain stores of Barton. And now he doesn't own them altogether. He sold all the shares, all their concessions. The only thing they provide them with the candies. And he went into real estate, into that. One of the biggest millionaires today. Those people of Barton, Klein, Mr. Klein. And his partner. He has a partner that they gave him the first 10,000, partner, 50-50. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to make the money, he makes it. I said, Vayvarech Elokim et HaShivayi v'kadesh oto ki yivor Shabbat mikol nachto HaShivayi v'kadesh oto. Blessing of the Shabbat is very, very great. And especially when family get together, they sit down, and there is an atmosphere of Shabbat. You gain the whole world. You gain those children, they will understand the great value of the Shabbat. If not, who knows what will be with the children. Then comes the next commandment. Kinyan ach lo tahmod, gam lo titav asher lo natan Elohim. Here comes the, this is, what, I skipped must be. Yeah, I skipped one page. I said, how come I came to the last commandment? Aneg omenim, betub ma'adanim, ותאריך שנים לפני אלוהים. ענג אומנים. מה זה אומנים? ויהי אומן את הדסה. What's ויהי אומן? He was raising, bringing up הדסה. Who is that? מרדכי. Then אומן means the father, the mother, אומנים. That means those who bring up the children, the parents. You must make their life easier. You must make sure that your parents are enjoying their life. Father or mother, no difference. The Torah said, don't make any difference between father or mother. Just the way a person respects his father, he has to respect his mother. The same way he loves his mother, he should love his father. That's anegomani, betub ma'adanim. Feed them the best of food that you have. You and your house, your wife, every day a steak. And you support your father, maybe he needs your support. You send him a little fasulia. That's enough for him. He doesn't need any more. Betub ma'adanim, the best. And what is the reward for that? Betarich shanim lifnei Elohim. And you will have a long life. Kadosh Baruch Hu assured us in the Torah, if a person is honoring his father and mother properly, leman ya'arichun yamecha, he gets a long life. Then comes Lo Tirtzach. Zere shofchei dam ve'al tehi besodam ki nivra ha'adam b'tzel Elohim. Zere! Throw away! What? Shofchei dam. Keep them away from you, those who shed blood. That means murderers. Don't be in such a company. I don't know what they call them here. Mafia. The Hebrew book, the Hebrew papers, they call mafia. Mafia. They put me by the payo there. A mafia. Don't be together with us. Don't do business with them. Somebody else said, that's a good business. No? They give me the goods for half price. Sell it double. That's a good profit. Terrible. Because you can never end in the right way with them. The resh of chedam, keep away from them. The altihi besodam, never be away in conspiracy with them. What do you have for me? What goods? What kind? You have thus Persian rug for me? Sure. Yeah, it's easy. They take it from that store, they bring it to you. In an easy way. There is a man here who sells clothes, King's Highway. Babad is a religious man, Hazi, in East 10 or 9, I don't know. All of a sudden, one day he comes to the store, the whole store is empty. Absolutely empty. And he put bars, and the door's there, the gates are over there, all locked. And he goes, the store is empty. They came during the night, empty our house. They knew that it is here, he put steel on the front. They went to next door. They opened the wall between the two stores, emptied all the suits. I don't know, he said almost over $100,000. So it's many, a lot. They took everything out. Didn't know what to do. And the insurers don't want to give insurance anymore. And what and what? He waited, he was absolutely going to lose his mind. 2 days later, a man came to him and said, listen, young man, you lost everything. I want to tell you one thing, but don't you ever mention your habit for me. I want to tell you that all your goods, all your suits are in the basement of such a house on 18th Avenue. He told him exactly where it is. All the suits are there. Then the man told him, thank you. I told him, will you give me a lot of money for that? He said, yeah. He gave me $100. Then he happened to know some officer in the police station that he knows him. And he called him. He came, he spoke to him. He said, shh, don't talk anything. Don't say anything to no one. Don't worry. He said, but don't mention it. And otherwise would be lost. Okay. All of a sudden he went to the police station. They went about a few police cars with a truck with them, the police, straight to the place. They surrounded the place. They went into the basement. They emptied all the suit. They put them on the trucks. They brought them to the mayor. Quietly. Must have been coordination, but those people, though, they took it, they came to him, he said was missing a number of suits, he lost $2,000. He said, but he was so happy to lose only $2,000, so thank God. They told him, just keep quiet and take it. What happened? That one, was one of them. There was an argument between them. Woke up, God put on his mind, he came to the owner, he told him to take revenge from those people. But vanished. He gained everything. Now he made hazit, he made steel also on the side. I shouldn't wake in. They said, don't be with them. Adam, how can you join people who are shedding blood? Human being that was created in the image of God? How can? It's written, Pasuk said, Ki Betzelem Elokim asait Adam, he gave him an understanding in the image of God. How can you do such a thing? So therefore, keep away from them. And then it goes, Rahek Zimma Behema, Mozanem Mapen Be'av Behema, you've called Elohim. Keep away from ladies who are waiting for you, telling you, please, Faddal. And they invite you. Yeah. And some of the boys say, Rabbi, you don't know what goes on in the forest. Well, we go to the hotel, they knock at the door. Can we come in? Shema Yisrael. He said, Rabbi, I don't understand. How could you expect boys not to make avirot? And come here, come the Japanese girl, here comes that. They knock at the door in order to invite them to come in. It's a problem. He said, Rahek zimma v'chema. Keep away from these things, this avirot, because by this you keep away the anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that should not get. Umoze never man not to cheat in business. Pen be'av v'chema if kod Elohim, den b'ra'acha lo ta'aneh shav kem taneh, ki shesh saneh Hashem Elohim, not be, lo ta'aneh b'ra'acha et shaker, then lo tahmod, then is no time and we'll go, the rest will be on Shavuot, Azat Hashem with Kabbalat Torah, they say in the books, just as a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on Shavuot, every year, if a person prepares himself now with Shilosh Yedimei Hakbalah, now Shilosh Yedimei Hakbalah begins by tomorrow, exactly. Today is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Shilosh Yedimei Hakbalah comes out. Shilosh Yedimei Hakbalah, a person must devote more time for learning Torah. And this is preparation that you become ready. There is some kind of a revelation that a Kadosh Baruch Hu means more. If a person preparing himself the right way, a Kadosh Baruch Hu would give him some Kiddushah that comes in. This is the idea why they stay up the whole night, the night of the Shavuot. That a person gets some Kiddushah and he boosting himself for the whole year later after Shavuot. To have Kiddushah with him, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will let him succeed both physically and spiritually. Amen. Mm-hmm.